It is March 11th, 2:45 p.m. Welcome back to the lunch table. Free agency opened at noon today, and multiple deals have already been made. I made a video earlier going over the massive deals before I started recording this, but I'm going to go over them real quick just for y'all. Eagles signed guard Landon Dickerson to a 4-year, $84 million extension. Colts signed wide receiver Michael Pittman to a 3-year, $70 million extension. Bears sign running back DeAndre Swift to a 3-year, $24 million contract. Bills sign tackle Deion Dawkins to a 3-year, $60.5 million extension. Packers then release 11-year veteran tackle David Bakhtiari, clearing just over $20 million. Titans sign Tony Pollard to a 3-year, $24 million extension, and then follow it by center Lloyd Cushenberry. Vikings signed Texas standout defensive end Jonathan Greenard to a 4-year, $76 million deal. Jags then go out and grab wide receiver Gabriel Davis for a 3-year deal for $39 million, and then grab safety Darnell Savage also for a 3-year deal. Raiders signed defensive tackle Christian Wilkins for a 4-year, $110 million deal, and then the Packers grab running back Josh Jacobs to round out their room. Rams go out and grab guard Jonah Jackson for a 3-year, $51 million deal. And Kirk Cousins signs a 4-year deal with the Falcons about 5 minutes ago. And as I click record here, the Eagles agreed to terms with running back Saquon Barkley for an undisclosed amount of money at the moment. I will update you as I hear it. Oh, it looks like it's 3 years, $37.75 million for Saquon Barkley. And that is a lot of money for a running back. Tony Pollard, I believe, was a 9-year million average salary. Barkley at 13, just over 13, is a very, very good deal for Saquon. Oh, just over 12 a year. Not 13, not quite 13, almost 13. Wow. Eagles lose DeAndre Swift and grab Saquon Barkley. Cowboys lost their running back, Tony Pollard, to the Titans and have yet to replace him. And I believe the Raiders are just going to run with Zamir White as the Packers have Aaron Jones and Josh Jacobs. That's a very, very good running back room. So it looks like Saquon Barkley could earn up to $46 million with incentives. We're going to see what the Cowboys do. I have a feeling they're going to make a push for somebody like Derrick Henry, perhaps. Or maybe they just draft a running back. Bills also restructured tight end Dawson Knox earlier, saving some money. And the Patriots just signed running back Antonio Gibson. Probably just a backup rotational guy, maybe someone that they can throw to. I believe Ramondre will still be the workhorse in New England. The New York Giants just signed Packers former guard John Runyan to a $30 million deal over 3 years, $17 million guaranteed. Good deal for the Giants. They upgraded guard. They've lost a few over the years. I know they had Feliciano for a while, but I believe he was in San Francisco last season. So they needed a sort of mainstay at guard, and John Runyan can be that for the next 3 seasons. Updated compensation for the Kirk Cousins deal. It looks like it's a 4-year deal worth $180 million, just over 45 average per season, 90 over the first 2 years, and 50 guaranteed at signing. Massive deal for Kirk Cousins. Sort of a weak division there in the NFC South. The Falcons could win it if Kirk Cousins plays well and they draft well. With the top pick, I had them going Dallas Turner in the first round, and I think I'm going to stick with that mock for now. We'll see what they do the rest of free agency, but the Falcons could be a very good team with Kirk Cousins throwing to Drake London, Kyle Pitts, and Bijan Robinson out of the backfield. The Cardinals are signing corner Sean Murphy Bunting to a deal, undisclosed amount of years and money at the moment, but a very good signing for them. With a really weak cornerback room, Sean Murphy Bunting can be the number one corner for now. Vikings go out and grab former Dolphins linebacker Andrew Van Ginkle to a 2-year, $20 million deal. It's a good deal for AVG, and the Vikings grab their starting Mike linebacker. Not a replacement for the lost edge rusher in Danielle Hunter, but it's a deal. I also did earlier forget to mention Bryce Huff was signed by the Philadelphia Eagles for a 3-year, $51 million extension. Not extension, contract. I believe it's a little much for Bryce Huff, but I think he's more of a rotational, pure edge rush sort of guy. I don't think he's an every down edge rusher, and paying him like it seems like a bit much. Packers just released running back Aaron Jones after contract talks broke down. I believe they were trying to restructure and change up his deal, but it couldn't get done, and he is being released. Aaron Jones is now a free agent. This is massive for the Green Bay Packers. Their longtime running back of the last 6-7 years, Aaron Jones, is now gone, and running back Josh Jacobs will take his place. Younger, I would say more skilled probably, and he's just a big bruiser back with big playability and just the kind of running back that you need for a typical NFL star running back in this day and age. Vikings pick up linebacker Blake Cashman on a 3-year, $25.5 million deal. I think that's a good underrated signing for the Vikings there. They add two linebackers in the last 10-15 minutes or so, and they kind of round out that linebacker core, building up on their defense. Raiders also signed free agent defensive tackle Bilal Nichols for a 3-year, $21 million deal. That includes $14 million deal. The Cardinals signed former Raiders free agent, not Raiders signed. Good ad for the Cardinals there. Build up the defensive line. They got some good young edge rushers. They kind of need somebody in the middle there. And I think their defense just needs to mature a bit and kind of grow into their own. They're really young. Robert Hunt is signing a 5-year, $100 million deal with the Panthers. 5 years, $100 million for Robert Hunt. That seems like a lot for him. Maybe I'm not familiar with his game like I thought, but I didn't think Robert Hunt was really worth $20 million a year. That seems like a lot of money. What we've seen so far from Robert Hunt doesn't necessarily make him worth that 100 mil payment. I guess we may look at that as an overpay right now, but the Panthers are clearly trying to put some offensive linemen in front of their young quarterback and keep Bryce Young on his feet, which is, it's better than doing nothing. So I suppose Robert Hunt could show that he's worth such a deal. He could show that maybe it's a bit of an overpay, but I don't hate the deal. Trying to help Bryce Young and give him some help is never a bad thing, especially for your young quarterback. 1 year, $4.75 million deal confirmed for cornerback Jeff Okuda to sign with the Houston Texans. I had him going corner in my mock draft. I guess I'll have to switch it up a bit. Looks like they might not go corner anymore. It sort of depends on how highly they view Jeff Okuda. He could be a sort of rotational backup guy for them, and they might be looking for something long term, so I wouldn't mock them out of going corner. But T. Higgins is a interesting topic to think about, because you think the Bengals aren't going to move him for anything less than a first rounder, but with the receivers available in the first round of this draft, is somebody going to trade a first round pick for T. Higgins and then have to pay him like an elite receiver over drafting somebody with their first round pick? Especially if it's a team that needs a number one receiver, they're picking more towards the front end of the draft. They can get one of those high level receivers in the first round at the front end of the draft, have them for five seasons on a rookie contract, and then extend them after that for the money T. Higgins would want now. It just keeps their window open longer if you can draft a receiver early in the first, hit on that receiver. I suppose it's different than you know what you're getting with T. Higgins, but those 5 years of the rookie contract are so huge, and it keeps your window open so much longer. Xavier McKinney is not an Eagle. I repeat, Xavier McKinney is not an Eagle. Xavier McKinney will be a Green Bay Packer for a four-year deal, $68 million. Xavier McKinney will be playing in green and gold this season. Absolutely massive deal for Green Bay. They needed that so bad. And this sort of solidifies the back end of their defense. Though they do need a second safety still, they can go out and grab one in the draft. They don't have to worry about getting both safeties in one draft. Huge deal. I'm sure AJ will be and is very excited about that. Though he can't be with us right now, he is super excited and very hype about that deal. I guarantee it. He is a little confused about the running back moves they made earlier, signing Josh Jacobs and then releasing Aaron Jones. A little heartbroken more than anything. Longtime running back Aaron Jones gone, but NFL's a business. He'll move on. I'm sure he'll be happy with Josh Jacobs in the backfield and Xavier McKinney playing up high. Great moves for the Packers. They just need to grab themselves a tackle now to replace David Bakhtiari and maybe another corner and a linebacker, and that Packers team is looking very, very good. The Giants and Motor Singletary have reached an agreement. Giants obviously have former Bills assistant GM and former Bills offensive coordinator Brian Daboll under as their GM and as their head coach, so he is familiar with Devin Singletary's game. And Devin Singletary had a career high 898 yards, so per Ian Rappaport, he is headed to the Giants. Contract update for running back Devin Singletary, now a Giant. 3 years, $16.5 million, worth up to $19.5 million with bonuses. It's a good deal for the Giants. Cheap running back, could be RB1 if they don't find a replacement. They draft somebody, could be a split carry sort of back. The Chargers have reached an agreement with Ravens former running back Gus Edwards on a 2-year deal. Monetary value is unknown at the moment, but when I find out, I will tell you. Colts re-signed defensive tackle Grover Stewart to a 3-year, $39 million deal to retain their defensive tackle. It's a good deal for them. They no longer need to go interior defensive line early in the draft like I thought they might. Bengals have agreed to terms with former Ravens safety Juno Stone. It's a 2-year, $15 million deal with a $6 million signing bonus. The Bengals solidify their safeties after losing Jesse Bates last season. They now have signed the rival Ravens former safety, Geno Stone. And maybe that was part of the influence in bringing him in. Texans agree to terms with defensive back Mike Ford on a 2-year deal worth up to $4.5 million. Seems like a sort of backup rotational defensive back that can play where they need him to play in case of injury or maybe certain sets, but a depth signing for the Texans nonetheless. Raiders and Bears possibly in talks over trades, including Justin Fields. That'll be interesting to see coming up if anything happens with that. Could be a while before we see, but talks have commenced. Official compensation for the Packers' Josh Jacobs deal is 4 years, $48 million. Locks up Josh Jacobs for just $12 million a year. Not a bad deal for the two-time Pro Bowler. Not only has the elite quarterback Gardner Minshew just signed a 2-year deal with the Raiders to compete with Aiden O'Connell, But all-pro special teamer Devin Duvernay has signed a two-year deal with the Jacksonville Jaguars worth up to $8.5 million. The number three or four receiver for the team will probably also do kick return, punt returns, depending on how Jamal Agnew pans out. But I assume he will also play some receiver for them. But the Jaguars are going in today, grabbing all the players that they need or want, and paying the money to do so. Leonard Floyd earns a two-year deal with the 49ers, up to $24 million after his career year with the Buffalo Bills last year. At age 30, it seems like Leonard Floyd has had his best season in the NFL, getting double-digit sacks, and that earned him a payday with the Niners. Lots of big news floating around. The Terron Armstead restructure and adjusted contract deal is all done. Chidobe Awuzie has signed a three-year deal with the Tennessee Titans, sort of solidifying that young corner core that they have going on over there. The Giants have been listed as a potential trade destination for Panthers star pass rusher Brian Burns. Brian Burns could possibly be a Giant with some heavy trade compensation, and they could get a really nice pass rushing duo over there with Kayvon and Brian Burns, or perhaps Kayvon Thibodeau and a mid to late round pick is the trade package for Brian Burns. Cardinals agreed to terms with defensive tackle Justin Jones for 3 years, $30 million, bringing him back. Panthers star off-ball linebacker Frankie Louvu has agreed to a three-year deal with the Washington Commanders worth up to $36 million. $13 million a year is really, really good for an off-ball linebacker, so the Commanders believe in Louvu and will most likely make him the star Mike. Multiple deals just dropped. Former Patriots linebacker Mack Wilson agrees to a three-year deal with the Arizona Cardinals. Anthony Walker has agreed to terms with the Dolphins on a one-year deal. AJ Epenesa is returning to the Buffalo Bills on a two-year deal. And Za'Darius Smith is returning to the Cleveland Browns on a two-year $23.5 million deal with an upside of $25 million and $12 million in year one alone. Breaking news, Lions acquire cornerback Carlton Davis from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The assets being traded are unknown at the moment, but Saints linebacker Zach Bond also plans to sign with the Philadelphia Eagles in a one-year contract. Compensation for the Carlton Davis trade, Buccaneers receive Lions 2024 third-round pick, and the Lions receive Carlton Davis and the Buccaneers' 2024 sixth-round pick and 2025 sixth-round pick. It's a good return for the Buccaneers and a good deal for the Lions. I think that's a really good deal for both sides. Breaking news. Carolina Panthers trade all-star defensive end Brian Burns to the New York Giants for a second and a fifth-round pick. The Giants then extend Brian Burns 5 years, $150 million, making him the second highest paid defensive end in the NFL. All-star defensive end Brian Burns is now a New York football giant and is going to help rebuild that Giants franchise across from Kayvon Thibodeau, who I reported earlier might be involved in such a trade, but wasn't. They keep Kayvon Thibodeau. They're going to look to probably extend Kayvon after his rookie season, and the young edge duo is going to build a great defensive line there in New York with Dexter Lawrence in the middle. That is a defense to mess with. As of 6:40 on Monday, March the 11th, this is all the free agent news that has dropped and all of the signings that have been made. These players will be made official on Wednesday, March 13th, when they sign the contracts. Until then, any contract is due to change, or players can theoretically change their mind, but usually they do not. They stick with their guns. And we will be recording again on Wednesday, March 13th, when these players do make their signings and creating a episode to be posted Friday on the 15th. Until then, thank you for joining me at the lunch table. Follow us on all social media platforms at Lunch Table Talks, P-O-D, on TikTok and Instagram for updates and news on when the podcast will be dropping and what we'll be talking about. Listen on Spotify at Lunch Table Talks and on YouTube also at Lunch Table Talks. And until next time, thank you.